Chart notes should also include the time it took to document the progress note. So this particular item can vary depending on how much information you include on your note, but you must still be accurate. So for example, if your session lasted 41 minutes and it took you 11 minutes to write your note, you would include the 11 minutes as other time, and the 11 minutes would be added to your 41-minute session. Again, no rounding up. There is no standard number that should be billed. You bill the actual time it took to type up your note. But please remember, however, that we don't get reimbursed for learning curves or for slow typing. If it's taking you 20 minutes to type a note because you are a slow typer, that will present as an issue with regards to justification of other time. Let's say you had a crisis, however, with the client, and the note includes a lot of pertinent information related to events that took place. Therefore, your note is quite lengthy, or lengthier than what it usually is. You may be able to justify the time if for that day it took you a longer time to write up your note. But again, it must be justified. Also in chart notes, you want to include the location of service and the signature of the service provider, including license, position at Pacific Clinics, and BBS waiver or license number if applicable. Co-signature, when applicable, should also be included. So student interns or trainees must obtain a co-signature of a licensed staff on all their progress notes. And staff without a bachelor's degree in a mental health-related field or 2 years of mental health experience providing services must have a co-signature also by a licensed staff. As always, if you have any questions about any of these components, please consult with your supervisor.